This is the Muchede Primary School in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's largest city, about 400 kilometers southwest of Harare. Among children playing in the yard is John. For the past 7 years, he has struggled to get into his classroom because there were no ramps for his wheelchair. Not anymore, because of funding from UNICEF's Education Transition Fund established for Zimbabwe in 2009. But John is one of the few disabled students to receive help. The blind headmistress at a rural high school in Mashingo, Roswitha Mudarikwa, says the government of Zimbabwe is still giving the majority children learning with disabilities bad treatment.
If you are with a disability, all what it means is that you are just like any other person, but there are safeties that we have been trying to see to it that they are established. But to tell you the truth, there is never enough for children with disabilities. So most children with disabilities, they come from very poor families. The deaf, the visually impaired, and so forth, they would do well, you know, like if they would get the specialized equipment. Getting that is a huge challenge.
Since the formation of Zimbabwe's Unease Coalition government in 2009, international donors have chipped in to revamp Zimbabwe's education sector, which almost collapsed because of a lack of funding. Zimbabwe Education Minister David Coulthard acknowledges little progress, but says his government is working hard to ensure life for children with disabilities is better at schools.
2 years ago, we announced our inclusive policy, which is designed to transform all our schools to make them accessible to children with disabilities. Obviously, that's just a policy at present. It has to be rolled out, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Coulthard says that includes erecting ramps at all schools and getting reading materials for blind students.
The Braille materials have already been dispatched in primary schools. The secondary school program is ongoing. I think that some of the Braille books have been sent, but there's a balance which is still have to be printed here and distributed to the schools.
Headmistress Mudarikwa, who is with the Federation of Organizations of Disabled People of Zimbabwe, says the needs of disabled teachers and students are varied and much more needs to be done.
Most of them cannot even use the computer because they don't have screen readers on their computers. And most of them, they cannot use even their mobile phones because you won't be able to read the text messages when they come in. Even if it is confidential, you will have to get somebody to do that. And that is not the kind of independence that we would want. We are simply saying that we are literate. The only difference is that we read, you know, in a different way. We can either listen to it if it is audio, or we can read it if it is Braille. But then when that is not available, then we feel we are discriminated and that we are at a disadvantage because we cannot access information the way we would want to access it.
It remains to be seen if the plight of disabled children in Zimbabwe is better funded by a government that continues to be cash-strapped. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News in Harare.